Have you ever stood frozen in a supermarket aisle, wondering if your banana purchase might be harming the planet? This seemingly simple question stumped environmental consultant Mike Berners-Lee when a journalist asked him to identify climate-friendly foods during a grocery store tour. The encounter sparked a mission to create a groundbreaking carbon footprint guide that has become essential reading in sustainability circles. Unlike typical environmental manifestos that leave readers feeling guilty or overwhelmed, Berners-Lee's approach is refreshingly practical and even playful. His central premise is both elegant and urgent. We cannot manage what we don't understand. Just as we develop an intuition for financial costs, we need a carbon instinct to navigate our climate choices. From text messages to transatlantic flights, from bananas, which are actually quite good, to burgers, not so much. Carbon footprints measure total climate impact, converting all greenhouse gases to carbon dioxide equivalent, CO2e. While CO2 accounts for 85% of human climate impact, gases like methane have greater warming potential despite smaller volumes. Carbon accounting commonly overlooks indirect emissions. A plastic toy's footprint includes oil extraction and processing, not just manufacturing. Similarly, driving's carbon impact encompasses car production and fuel refining, not just tailpipe emissions. To visualize a ton of CO2e, picture two 60-gallon garden water tanks of burning gasoline. North Americans average 28 tons annually versus the global 7-ton average. The book uses a 10-ton lifestyle as a reference point, not because it's sustainable, globally it would increase emissions by 40%, but because it's achievable. The human cost is stark. Approximately 150 tons CO2e corresponds to one climate change-related death, meaning an average American lifestyle could cause one death every 5 years. The smallest carbon footprints often come from activities we perform daily without thought. A text message generates just 0.014 grams CO2e globally. 2.5 trillion texts create only 32,000 tons CO2 annually, a mere 1/10,000th of a percent of the world's carbon footprint. Digital activities have surprisingly small impacts. A web search generates between 0.7 gram and 4.5 grams CO2e, with Google servers accounting for just 0.2 gram. Despite their small individual impact, these digital activities add up. A typical business user's annual incoming mail generates 135 kilograms CO2e, equivalent to driving 200 miles. Perhaps most surprising is the plastic shopping bag debate. Standard supermarket bags generate just 10 grams CO2e. Using 5 weekly contributes only 2.5 kilograms CO2e annually, about the same as one cheeseburger. The bag typically represents just 1/1,000th of the carbon footprint of the food it contains. Paper bags, counterintuitively, have a higher carbon footprint, 12 grams CO2e for lightweight recycled versions and up to 80 grams for elaborate virgin paper bags, because paper production is highly energy intensive and the bags must be heavier to function properly. Food represents one of our most impactful daily climate decisions. Fruits like bananas, 80 grams CO2e, apples, up to 150 grams CO2e, and oranges, up to 90 grams CO2e, are climate heroes. Bananas are particularly impressive, providing excellent nutrition with minimal carbon impact, because they grow in natural sunlight, transport well by boat, and come with natural packaging. Vegetables show dramatic variation. Carrots are among the most climate-friendly at just 0.3 kg CO2e per kilo, while tomatoes range from 0.4 kg CO2e for local seasonal varieties to a staggering 50 kg CO2e for out-of-season greenhouse tomatoes grown in cold climates, at their worst becoming the highest carbon food mentioned. Animal products consistently rank as climate-intensive. A 4-ounce beefsteak generates 2 kilograms CO2e, equivalent to driving 1.4 miles or eating 25 bananas. Beef's footprint comes primarily from inefficient feed conversion and methane from rumination. Hard cheese, at 12 kilograms CO2e per kilogram, exceeds many meats in carbon impact because it takes about 10 quarts of milk to produce 1 kilogram. Simply swapping meat for cheese won't reduce your climate impact. Home energy use represents one of our largest carbon impacts and greatest opportunities for reduction. The carbon footprint of heating varies dramatically by source. Solar water heating produces just 50 grams CO2e per kilowatt hour, while a modern 90% efficient gas furnace generates 244 grams CO2e. Less efficient methods create substantially higher emissions. Old gas furnaces produce 400 grams CO2e. U.S. grid electricity generates 660 grams CO2e, and Australian grid electricity creates 1,060 grams CO2e per unit. Simple home improvements yield dramatic carbon savings. Adding 10 inches of insulation to a previously uninsulated 3-bedroom house costs about 350 kilograms CO2e, but saves approximately 880 kilograms CO2 annually, yielding a remarkable 35-ton carbon saving over 40 years. The embodied carbon of the insulation pays back in under 6 months, while the $750 investment typically pays for itself within 4 years. Even lighting choices matter significantly. A low-energy bulb left on for a year produces 90 grams CO2e, while an old-fashioned 100-watt incandescent bulb generates a whopping 500 kilograms CO2e. Despite efficiency improvements from low-energy bulbs, we often compensate by using more lighting or spending savings elsewhere, the rebound effect. Transportation represents one of our most visible carbon impacts. A 5-mile congested commute each day generates about 22 kilograms CO2e in an average car. That's 4.8 tons annually, exceeding a return flight from Los Angeles to Barcelona. Traffic jams double your fuel consumption and force others to idle longer, effectively tripling expected emissions. Flying is among our highest carbon activities. A round trip from Los Angeles to Barcelona generates 4.6 tons CO2e, average class, 3.4 tons economy, or 13.5 tons first class, equivalent to 340,000 plastic bags or 3 months to a year of 10-ton living. Boeing 747s burn 106 tons of fuel per leg, with high-altitude emissions causing 1.9 times more climate impact than ground-level equivalents. Cycling remains the most climate-friendly option, though emissions vary based on what fuels the cyclist. 65 grams CO2e per mile with bananas, 90 grams with cereal and milk, 200 grams with bacon, 260 grams with cheeseburgers, and 2,800 grams with air-freighted asparagus. Despite these variations, cycling powered by low-carbon foods is about 10 times more carbon efficient than even the most efficient cars. The author addresses why individuals should act despite their seemingly small impact compared to global emissions. Leadership must come simultaneously from individuals, businesses, and governments, not sequentially. When people enjoy life with smaller carbon footprints, they set standards for others, influence businesses, and help shift political positions. For reducing your carbon footprint, key strategies include choosing bikes, public transportation, or walking, driving efficiently when necessary, insulating your home, using efficient appliances, eliminating food waste, reducing meat and dairy consumption, selecting seasonal produce, buying durable clothing, and maintaining appliances rather than replacing them. Most importantly, find ways to be happier with a smaller carbon footprint. This isn't about sacrifice, but recognizing that many high-carbon activities don't enhance well-being. By focusing on what truly matters, connection, purpose, health, and experiences rather than possessions, we can improve our lives while reducing climate impact. The goal isn't perfect carbon calculations, but developing an intuition for better choices. If you can be happier with a smaller footprint, you're leading the way to a better future for everyone.